Three, two, one.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal story.
X-Fabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Oh, we have some true personal stories for you this week. Good afternoon. It is X-Fabula Radio time once again on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bruce Winter with Leah Delaney, X-Fabula's co-founder, and it's Summerfest time. I've already been there, so have you. And we have stories about how to enjoy ourselves. Or
yes,
not.
Or not, yeah. How to enjoy yourself safely at Summerfest. You know, Bruce, I have such a love-hate relationship with Summerfest.
Oh, you and a lot of other people.
I know. It's like, I just don't want to be around all the crowds and all the busyness. But then I was driving over the Hone Bridge the other day, and I heard the music with the wafts of like brats and food and beer and good times. And I'm like, oh, I just need to be there immediately. So I can't decide.
You know, sometimes the crush of people can be too much, but also at the same time, to be in a throng of people all enjoying the same thing is something special too.
So. It really is. It really is. And for today's show, in regards to Summerfest, we brought a couple first-time stories. And, you know, we all have maybe dabbled in this and dabbled in that and such. And our first-time stories have a little bit to do with dabbling, as it were. So let's just jump right in. Here is Peter Woods, who originally told this story at our first-time event in February 2018. So let's listen to Peter's story.
I firmly believe that the only way to truly understand something is to experience it firsthand, which is why I don't understand drugs. And it's not so much that I don't understand what it means to be high. I mean, I definitely don't get that, but I also don't understand the culture that surrounds drugs. And this gap in my knowledge becomes painfully obvious over and over again in my life because I'm also a musician, which means I spend a lot of time hanging out with other people that play music. Now, if you think about a Venn diagram between musicians and people that like to use illicit substances, they're not the same circle, but they are very, very close. And so this gap in my knowledge was the most pronounced in my entire life during my first tour up and down the West Coast. Now, the way this was gonna work was I was gonna fly from Milwaukee to Los Angeles on a late flight, crash there that night, drive all the way to Portland, Oregon the next day, crash again, and then play the first show the day after that. And this plan worked fine, except for one issue. I was so excited to be on the West Coast for the first time that I pretty much didn't sleep for either night. And so combine that with all the driving, and I'm already exhausted by the time we get to the first show. And the show is an all-day festival known as the Vancouver Noise Barbecue that was happening in Vancouver, Washington. It was at a spot called the Westside Welding Shack, which was quite literally a metal shack in the middle of a field. Inside the shack was a gigantic PA, and there were these huge tables that were just filled with artist merchandise. And then outside was this gigantic row of picnic tables filled with food that all of the artists and audience members had brought to share with each other. So naturally, most people spent all of their time outside. And so we're a few hours into the show. It's early evening at this point. I've already seen some really incredible performers and met some really interesting people. And I'm naturally outside by the food, and I overhear somebody talk about an artist's special merch. You know, I'm curious about this. I'm a bit of a record collector myself, so I walk into the shack and I'm looking around at all the tables and I'm seeing like records and CDs and tapes and, you know, nothing that I really qualify as special. But then I get to the end of a table and I see a plate of brownies, which is weird, all the food's outside, and then next to the plate is a little sign that says, free samples. And so I see the plate, and I see the sign, and the first thing that goes through my head is, wow, somebody here has the nerve to try to sell us food. And you know, I'm kind of pissed about this. Like, all these people brought all this food to share, all the artists and audience members, and this guy's trying to profit off of us? So out of spite, and because I wanted some brownies, I grabbed not one, but two free samples, and I shoved them in my mouth, and I walked outside the shack. Yeah. And some time goes by, and all of a sudden I start to feel real tired, which makes sense. I mean, I hadn't really slept for 2 days, and then all of a sudden I start to feel real good, which also made sense. I'd been seeing some really cool bands play and met some really cool people, and as I'm sitting there feeling real tired and real good after I'd eaten a brownie, it dawns on me. I forgot to call my mom. She wanted me to call her when I got to California to make sure I was safe when I got there, but I didn't. So I'm sitting there and I get out my phone and I call my mom and it goes to voicemail. So I just leave her a message and the message went something like this. Mom. Oh man, I'm having such a good time. I've seen so many cool bands and made so many cool friends, and oh man, I really love music. Oh, I think the next band's playing, I gotta go. And I hang up the phone and I walk into the shack. 5 whole days later, I'm in Eugene, Oregon, and we're talking about all the shows that had happened up to that point, and we're talking about, you know, everything that happened, and I start talking about the barbecue, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I heard somebody talking about like this person's like special merch, but then I went into the shack and the only thing I saw was a plate of brownies that someone was trying to sell, and oh.
And that was Peter Wood's story.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. I must say I have never, you know, unwittingly done anything like that, but you know, it happens, I suppose.
You don't have an ultra short to share with us about any experiences or anything?
No, I will say this, getting back to Summerfest though, a few years ago, I was there one night and I spent $100 on beer and I swore I would never do that again.
And then you went back the next day and did it?
No, I have not ever since. I kept that promise. As a matter of fact, I was there opening day and all I had was a Pepsi.
Well, there it is.
And I had a great time.
Well done, sir.
You're
very good.
Thank
High
you.
Five.
All right.
But before we jump into the next story, we do have a couple of upcoming events, one of which is voting for our Season 10 Story Slam themes. We are going to unleash those suckers pretty soon, and we're going to invite everybody to jump on our website, xfabula.org, to vote for your favorites.
Yeah, I'm still voting for What the...
Oh, yes.
as a theme for next year. So.
We also have a Sculpture Milwaukee storytelling tour, which we'll have more information about. But that's going to be an amazing partnership. It's going to involve walking around, touring some of the new sculptures outside downtown.
Yes.
And we're going to have storytellers. Yes. Yes to art in all forms.
I love the sculptures last year. I love them again this year. And working downtown, I get to see them every day. So it's a treat.
Yay. Well, good stuff. All right. Well, let's just jump back into our last story of the day, which involves a little bit of festive feelings. Let's listen to Carol Hale tell her first time story, which also has to do with a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Here's Carol.
I forgot. Well, my first time. This crowd seems like a crowd that everybody, well, not everybody, but there have been a lot of people venturing into mind-altering substances. Yes. Well, my first time, you know, every substance, every mind-altering thing has its own mission, you know. They take you on different trips, different locations. And psilocybin mushrooms have their very own special, you know, trip. So about 9 years ago, you know, this is all recent history. So 9 years ago, I was with a group of friends, you know, they're musicians and party people. And psilocybin mushrooms, you know, when I say everything has its own purpose, its own trip, you know, with that, it's supposed to be sort of like, it gives you a glimpse into another dimension, you know, you really realize that how connected things are. And, but it's really best done in a quiet, natural setting. And when I done these mushrooms with friends. We were just a couple blocks from the Center Street Festival. And one of them was a musician who played in one of the bands there. So they all headed out to the festival. And I stayed behind in the yard, and I was grooving on nature. And then I figured, well, I'd better go join up with my friends. So I walked over to the Center Street Festival. And everybody was having a good time dancing, et cetera. And my friends, you know, they do this stuff regularly. It's a special occasion for me. But they do it regularly. They're all dancing and everything. My nature is, I like quiet. I like nature. It's part of, you know, I've never been a person for noise, loud noise, and certainly not loud, piercing rock and roll, etc. So I'm at the festival, really trying to, you know, go with the flow. But it was just jarring. I couldn't take it. I was really, my psyche was totally jarred. It was in need of some quiet. So I could feel myself getting really, you know, nervous, kind of strung out. So I, looking for a quiet place, trying to, you know, the uptown around the corner, Center and Humboldt, thinking, you know, there's a bus shelter right on the corner there. So I was trying to escape the noise, and I stood next to the bus shelter on the, you know, the far north side of it, thinking it would block the sound for a while. But I stood there, and it was doing nothing. I mean, it was just as loud and as intense as ever. And I started breaking out in a sweat, and I could feel myself weakening, and I knew I was going to, you know, like sink to the ground. I was like gonna faint. So I couldn't do anything. I'm just sliding down the glass of the bus shelter, feeling myself go to the ground. So there I am on the bus shelter, you know, on the sidewalk, could feel myself thinking, wow, am I gonna die like this? What am I gonna tell? What my family, what are they gonna think? You know, and then, you know, elderly woman found dying. So what, people were walking over me. People were stepping around me. One woman stopped and she called, you know, 911. They sent, I could hear the ambulance, the fire, you know, they send an ambulance and a fire truck, the whole thing. I could feel like, I could hear it coming. I knew it was coming for me. How was I gonna explain this, you know? I took shrooms and, so at any rate, some lovely young man came and he said, ma'am, can I help you? And I said, please, you just help me stand up. So he helped me and I said, you know, walk me. He took walked me to the uptown or to the door. I walked in the front way, walked in the front and walked through, and then you could go out the back. You could go out, so I went around the back. I went around, went back out on Center Street, went to the corner. There's an exotic costume place on the corner. And there two guys sitting at a table. They're drinking Jack Daniels in wine glasses. And I said, at an elegant little ornamental table, I said, oh, please, I said, I've got to sit down. Can I join you? You know? And the sirens going in the back and my feeling like a wanted criminal. So, so yes, I'm still friends with the guys who gave me that. But yes, it was indeed, you know, the first time, but for sure it was the last.
Yeah. And that was Carol Hale telling us about her mushrooming experience.
Alternate reality right there, folks.
So just to recap, today we brought a couple stories to you involving festive feelings, Summerfest, yay summer, all that good stuff. We do have a couple of upcoming events, one of which is the voting for our storytelling themes, which you can go to exfabula.org for. And we'll also have more information about our Sculpture Milwaukee and Exfabula partnership, which was also going to be at exfabula.org.
So all information at exfabula.org. And if you want to hear these stories again, share them with somebody else. They are at wuwm.com. And we've got pictures, too.
Oh boy.
And we'll do this again next week and enjoy the festival season in Milwaukee, but do it safely.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks,
see you next
Bruce.
Week.